Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins. Disc 7. My books grew in popularity, especially one titled The World Is As You Dream It. Its success led to increasing demands for me to give workshops and lectures. Sometimes, standing in front of an audience in Boston or New York or Milan, I was struck by the irony. If the world is as you dream it, why had I dreamed such a world? How had I managed to play such an active role in manifesting such a nightmare? In 1997, I was commissioned to teach a week-long Omega Institute workshop in the Caribbean at a resort on St. John Island. I arrived late at night. When I awoke the next morning, I walked onto a tiny balcony and found myself looking out at the very bay where, 17 years earlier, I had made the decision to quit Maine. I collapsed into a chair, overcome with emotion. Throughout the week, I spent much of my free time on that balcony, looking down on Leinster Bay, trying to understand my feelings. I came to realize that although I had quit, I had not taken the next step, and that my decision to remain in the middle was exacting a devastating toll. By the end of the week, I had concluded that the world around me was not one that I wanted to dream, and that I needed to do exactly what I was instructing my students to do, to change my dreams in ways that reflected what I really wanted in my life. When I returned home, I gave up my corporate consulting practice. The president of SWEC, who had hired me, was now retired. A new man had come aboard, one who was younger than me, and was apparently unconcerned about me telling my story. He had initiated a cost-cutting program, and was happy not to have to pay me that exorbitant retainer any longer. I decided to complete the book I had been working on for so long, and just making the decision brought a wonderful sense of relief. I shared my ideas about writing with close friends, mostly people in the nonprofit world who were involved with indigenous cultures and rainforest preservation. To my surprise, they were dismayed. They feared that speaking out would undermine my teaching work and jeopardize the nonprofit organizations I supported. Many of us were helping Amazon tribes protect their lands from oil companies. Coming clean, I was told, could undermine my credibility and might set back the whole movement. Some even threatened to withdraw their support. So, once again, I stopped writing. Instead, I focused on taking people deep into the Amazon, showing them a place and a tribe that are mostly untouched by the modern world. In fact, that is where I was on September 11th, 2001.